Fascinating, ain't it? Lots more to talk about, and we'll get to all of that, but we need to get to Bill Roller of BR Capital, a great local firm in Vancouver. Bill, how are you, my friend?
I'm having a great morning here. I'm having more fun than selling Adobe Photoshop to the Iranians.
You wouldn't happen to have a Stuxnet virus tucked in there somewhere when you sell that to the Iranians, would you?
Well, my friends at the NSA, I'm sure, are working on that. So let's hope they're hacking late at night and coming up with a good product for them.
Well, I'm still hoping. One of our listeners brought up the idea. Remember when our stealth drone just mysteriously landed intact in Iran? Yeah, I came up with the idea that maybe, knowing that the Chinese and the Russians would want that information in Iran, they reverse engineer it, and there's all kinds of viruses we put in there on purpose to really screw up their systems. I don't know. That might be a stretch, but you know, I can always wish.
Well, I would think so. Certainly, you know, the whole thing with embedded systems, you can put some really nasty stuff in there, and you know, unless you're a high-end software engineer that designed it, you're not going to know what's there until you try and decode it. So let's hope the guys that designed that drone had some foresight.
So it is a new year. A happy new year to you, Bill.
Happy new year to you, sir.
What are your economic predictions in 2012?
Well, I think it's actually going to be a pretty good year with the S&P going up to about 1450. And as the money kind of starts flowing to the U.S. stock market, I think you're going to see that treasuries are going to really take a hit. So that's sort of the dog that hasn't barked, but I think we could really see a movement up in rates over the next year, and I think the Federal Reserve is implicitly saying that because they announced that they're going to start putting out an interest rate forecast. They announced it in their December 13 meeting, and starting January 24 Fed Open Market meeting, they're going to start giving their forecast. So I think really what they're saying is they're going to try and have the prevent confusion and the markets being surprised by movements up in rates.
So we're likely going to see home mortgage interest rates go up?
Yeah, I think you're going to start seeing home mortgage rates move up. Maybe not right away because, to a certain extent, mortgages are priced for risk right now. So there's sort of a spread, a risk premium built into the spread between mortgages and 30-year treasuries. Yeah, they're going to move up over time, sure.
All right, so generally, where do you think the how investments are going to fare with the expectation, at least I have it anyway, that we're going to have a fairly flat economy in 2012?
Well, I think it's still going to be the stock market itself is going to do fairly well. You know, we're not going to see, you know, modern days you start seeing this kind of movement of, okay, what's happening on Main Street versus what's happening on Wall Street? And when Main Street has a flat economy, doesn't really need the money flows to Wall Street. So even though the real economy is going to be kind of flat, you're going to see kind of ups and downs, you know, probably hovering around 1% to 2% growth, Wall Street is going to do pretty well. Because a lot of that capital that was overseas, stuck in the European banks, you know, they're looking for a safe haven. And they're not going to be wanting to hold U.S. treasuries as the rates go up. Really, their only choice is going to flow back into the stock market. So you're going to see bond substitutes, dividend-yielding stocks really kind of leading the charge up there.
So this actually might be a pretty good year, you know, for somebody who's got their 401k invested in certain funds. Should a person be careful about being exposed to European debt?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think they need to be very, very careful about that. I mean, you're going to see hedge funds probably making big money off of bets on European debt, you know, highly leveraged bets, doing the John Corzine. But I don't really think that's going to be a segment that the individual investor is going to want to play in directly.
So how does the political machinations of what's going on? Let's talk about politics in America.
Oh, my favorite topic.
Yeah, I know. How much does it matter, in your opinion, late in the year, because I think the effect of a presidential election really doesn't hit the market a whole lot until the election gets pretty close. So how much do you think, if any, there will be an effect in the marketplace on investments of Obama getting reelected or any Republican?
Well, never forget that the market is a discounting mechanism. It looks to the future, and the future is reflected in the present. And if you remember back in September 2008, the market took a big hit. Now, Obama tried to say that was due to George Bush's incompetence or you know what the Republicans had done, but I believe that the market really was discounting a win by Obama. So what you're going to start to see here in January is probably the market moving up, where it's discounting a loss by Obama, but Obama's going to say, see, the market's moving up, I deserve to be reelected. So you're going to need to kind of look behind the numbers on that. And, you know, I'm hopeful. I tend to think that the nominee's probably going to be Mitt Romney, but certainly it's not going to be a walk, as Rick Santorum proved yesterday.
Do you think that the market responds differently to a guy like Romney being elected, who is, in by all measures, a Wall Streeter, I guess, for lack of a better term? Do you think the market reacts differently to Romney achieving the Republican nomination and the possibility of being president, as opposed to, say, a Gingrich or a Santorum or a Ron Paul?
Yeah, in some ways, Romney's sort of, as you said, the ultimate insider. I mean, he's a Wall Streeter, Bain Capital. I mean, he's certainly comfortable operating in that. As your last caller said, Goldman Sachs, their biggest contribution has been to Mitt Romney, but we know they always love to hedge their bets. But you're also going to see a lot of, we're starting to see commercials put out by the Obama campaign about how I got laid off by Mitt Romney.
Right, right.
So, but, you know, I think they look to Romney. In some ways, I see him as a technocrat. He's a Republican version of Obama, which is why he's having some problems there. You know, Obama kind of marketed himself as being this techno guy, this guy, you know, that was going to come in and solve problems. And, you know, he wasn't really all that likable. And we're seeing kind of the same dynamic from about Mitt Romney, which I think one reason why Santorum did well. You know, you want to connect to voters on a mental level, but you also want to connect to them on an emotional level. And Romney doesn't really connect on an emotional level. And Santorum and Paul are kind of filling that void.
Well, I think they are, and this is actually an interesting piece that I'm going to get into in a moment, written in the Wall Street Journal today, about how the GOP has this inability to communicate. We need someone who can speak in public and inspire people.
Yeah, we need a Reagan. We need another great, great communicator.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's the guy who writes this is actually a former Reagan speechwriter. Just briefly, let's talk politically on two other things that have the ability to impact the market. Trade issues, currency valuation things with China in the coming year. Does that impact us?
Yeah, that certainly has a large impact. But we are seeing some improvement in the dollar, certainly, as rates move up, the dollar, money's going to flow back into the dollar. The other thing, the really big thing, is our balance of payments is improving quite a bit, because we're, for the first time in 65 years, a net exporter of petroleum, despite the best efforts of the Obama administration to prevent that. So that's certainly having an impact.
And Europe, European debt crisis,
yeah.
It is not looking good. How does that impact our markets and individual investments here?
Well, it's going to have a large impact. I mean, I read one analysis talking about the big banks, like Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. I mean, if you're the Chinese government and you want to put out construction bonds for a giant construction project in China, who are you going to go with? Morgan Stanley or Goldman Sachs? Or are you going to roll the dice and go with the Societe Generale in France or Deutsche Bank in Germany? Well, too much problems there. So it's going to flow to the U.S. to handle that bond underwriting. So from that standpoint, we're going to benefit. But certainly if Europe totally goes down, then, yeah, they could very easily pitch us into recession, as I said before.
Yeah, very good. Bill, as always, we appreciate you joining us and giving us and our listeners the insight of your experience. By the way, how can people contact you if they want to do business with you?
Well, we're always available on the web at brcapitalinc.com and 1-800-562-7096. And have a great day. Happy New Year.
Very good. Thanks, Bill. Happy New Year to you, too. Just saw this on Twitter. Rick Perry may not be dropping out after all from his official Twitter site.